Our next item is Lewin M. Deary, front yard determination, Piney Point Road extended.
This is a request from Mr. Deary to have Waits Creek considered as the front yard for setback purposes. The site is in GR. The minimum front yard setback is 30 feet. Piney Point Road extended terminates at the eastern boundary of the property line. Usually the minimum rear yard setback in a GR district is 10 feet.
So you could allow them 10, or you can require them to go greater.
You could even basically treat it almost as a corner lot.
What is the side yard setback in a GR?
10.
10, same as rear?
Right.
The front yard is how much?
30. And the house already fronts the water anyway, I think. Didn't you give a picture of it?
Gentlemen, I've been down to the site, and the impression that I came away with, if this request were granted, was that at a minimum, the owner of parcel 223 and quite likely 224 would be negatively impacted by us granting this request in loss of views.
The lot's already improved.
Yes. The end lot, 222.
I mean, but his lot, Mr. Deary's lot's already got improvements on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing this application is for get this determination, then do new construction on it, or
yeah, I don't know. I assume so also.
Because it's
what the commission has done in the past, and the most of the ones that we've seen overall for years is basically Oak Orchard and Broadkill Beach and Prime Oak Beach. And what it allowed them for is, if you remember at Oak Orchard, it seemed like everybody in the 50s built a garage within 10 foot of the road. Mm-hmm. And what the neighbors wanted to do would be able to do the same, and the commission would grant the water as the front and then allow for the same or a greater setback, typically a greater, so that if you're in your garage, you could back out and be able to see before you got into the road. Mm-hmm. And that would be Oak Orchard's typical example. Broadkill, Prime Hook would have been to be on the bayfront, basically, would be their front.
On this site, though, the road terminates at this lot, and he's got a fence up with signage indicating private, so it's not like I don't see it as backing out of the driveway that he's going to be running.
I would just use those for example.
As I say, from looking at the site, my impression was that it could change in the configuration, the non-conformity to what appeared to be all the other several dozen lots up and down Piney Point Road extended, that negative impact to the closest neighbors by loss of views, or their view being what in essence would be the rear of the Deary house when it's reconfigured.
We don't have any specific plan. It's just a request for interpretation of an existing situation.
Right.
Would it make more sense to ask the applicant what he's planning to do there so you could have a better feel of what the impact of that would be?
He just came in and asked that the waterfront be the front.
I think if it's...
And the setbacks could have been 10 or greater if imposed by the commission. Once the commission granted the approval of the waterfront.
And if we change this determination, then the property's conveyed, that all bets would be off, right?
Now, if you put conditions on it,
the determination would run with the next owner of
the determination runs with the property, right?
I'll be curious to hear what the other members think.
You don't have to grant it. I mean, you just ask.
Yeah.
There have been some denied also.
Well, I would presume that the property was purchased with the knowledge of the setbacks, or should have been with the knowledge of the setbacks. So it's not like our turning it down is creating a special hardship for the individual.
Well, basically, if you looked at the property and it was, the setback would be 30 feet from Piney Point Road extended, excuse me. And then the others would be 10 foot all the way around.
Is this in a subdivision with restrictions?
If the restrictions are very limited, because this is probably created in the 50s.
So you don't have restrictions mandating which way the house has to face?
Not in this situation.
That's Martin Cox development.
That's a mixture of mostly Piney Point subdivision. They call Eagle Pond lots. It's still part of the same owner, Norman Justice, on that one row. The rest of it's all within Piney Point. And they were almost all laid out prior to zoning. And there were some added since, or reconfigured since.
Well, is this something that you could take to a hearing to give the neighbors a chance to have input, or?
Oh, you could, if the commission were to reject it, the applicant would have the right to apply for a variance in the setback.
Okay.
To the Board of Adjustment.
So then there would be a hearing.
We'll go back to the Board of Adjustment.
We'll go to a public hearing, yeah.
Some light on the subject.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the request of Lewin M. Deary, my motion is for denial of using Waits Creek as front yard for setback purposes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the front yard determination for the, this is the creek side, right, we're talking about?
Right.
On the water side of the lot on Piney Point Road extended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.